Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Halloween is on the minds of many at the North Pole these days as preparations are being made for the annual North Pole Halloween Party. Joining us from the North Pole Community Center for an update on those festivities is the very spooky Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I can't tell you that, and nobody who's going to the party should tell you that either. That's very sensitive information that we all take very seriously, Frank. The element of surprise is one of the key components to winning the costume contest that's held every year at that Halloween party.
You make it hard to report the news, Crash, by withholding that kind of information. The North Pole, I think, has a very unique way of celebrating Halloween, and we get a lot of questions about it.
This is one of our time-honored traditions, Frank. Keeping it secret is part of building up the suspense overall of Halloween. You have to remember that this party at the North Pole is for the elves, and most of them are adults. We don't trick-or-treat at this event, so it's all about the costumes and how elaborate we can make them.
Crash, are there rules you have to follow to join the costume contest?
Yeah, the costumes have to be safe, Frank. So no exploding hats or tripping hazards or things that might cause harm to another person or to the person inside of the costume. The costume also cannot be gruesome or bloody or beneath the standards of the North Pole.
What exactly does that mean, Crash? What are the standards of the North Pole?
That means it can't violate the elf code or the elf oath in any way. As elves, we know what that means, but I suppose for people not at the North Pole or not part of the Brotherhood of Elves, that might be hard to understand.
Are there problems enforcing this? Have people gotten in trouble for costumes that fall outside of the guidelines?
Never, Frank. I've never seen that. The costume contest is actually a great showcase for elf skills. It's a highly creative endeavor. Elves work hard to make their costumes interesting and entertaining. There's usually elaborate costumes that feature skilled sewing and even some electronics with flashing lights and buttons and sounds and interactive features. North Pole elf costumes usually do a good job of disguising the person inside of it, so it's kind of a big thing to not only judge the costume itself, but also just to guess who's inside of it.
So does this mean you'll be locked away in your garage until party time just trying to perfect your costume, Crash?
Oh, don't you know it, Frank, and I'll be doing what nearly every other elf, well, instead of you, of course, but I'll be doing what everybody else does at the North Pole. We all go into hiding this weekend trying to tweak things as best as we can to see if we can win this contest. It's actually a real prestigious honor to win this contest. It helps an elf move along and here's her career because it's a showcase of, well, what it really means to be an elf.
Okay, Crash, we look forward to reporting on the costume contest next week and, well, about the Halloween party itself. Thanks for that report. For North Pole Radio News, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.